welcome. It's about to be the Wild West out there. I can't speak for you, but there are a lot of varying opinions in my world. I have friends, some of them really successful, who feel social distancing is overblown. Let's get the kids back to school. Let's get back to work. Let's get the economy going again now. And so many others who say, stay with the social distancing, take shelter, let's wait this out. Of course, the president wants to restore life fully by Easter. An infectious disease expert, Dr. Fauci, said of the Easter timeline, nobody's going to want to tone things down when you see what's going on in New York City. It's the Wild West. Many of you have heard me tell a story about a personal crisis that I endured, but there's one detail that you've not heard me tell, so I'm going to recap this for just a few seconds. In 2005, I led a yoga retreat to rural Mexico. A small hurricane underwent extreme intensification overnight and became a Category 5 monster hurricane, Hurricane Wilma. 175-mile-an-hour sustained winds, and we were right in the path of this hurricane. We had little time to evacuate. The rustic retreat center we were staying had no evacuation plan, so we had to figure out our own plan how we were going to get out of there. Mind you, Hurricane Katrina just hit New Orleans, and this hurricane was bigger than Katrina. It was very stressful. And ultimately, we drove 3 hours to the opposite side of the Yucatan Peninsula and got a flight out of Merida and made it home safely. Meanwhile, these people I know were staying a few miles away in this high-end hotel. So they trusted the authorities. They trusted their hotel. They were told to stay put. They were going to wait out the hurricane. Everything would be fine. Their hotel was destroyed. They were huddled together in the ballroom for several days. They couldn't even find a place to pee. Now, of course, they figured, hey, we're in a fancy hotel. They know what's best for us. This has to be run by experts, right? The lesson here, in crisis, it's hard to know who to trust. You really have to hone in on your own instincts, what you feel is the right decision. Because you're about to hear from your own president, go back to work, get the kids back to school. And the leading infectious disease expert is about to say, no way, don't do it. And then there's going to be all sorts of opinions from governors and business owners and friends. So important right now to get grounded and calm and clear. You owe it to yourself to make your own decision here on what you feel is best for you and your family. One thing to be aware of, sometimes in crisis, people freeze. In the book Unthinkable, Who Survives When Disaster Strikes, Amanda Ripley talks about the disaster personality. You've often heard me share this, the disaster personality. Everyone reacts differently when they get squeezed. Some are heroic and calm, others get stressed and freak out. And some just freeze. On September 28th, 1994, the ferry SV Estonia sunk in the Baltic Sea. One of the lucky survivors, Kent Harstedt, remembers the imperiled ship suddenly lurching 30 degrees before sinking. He fought his way to the ship's deck, expecting total chaos and panic. Much to his surprise, he saw passengers frozen, smoking cigarettes, as if nothing was happening. A few minutes later, the ship sunk upside down into the sea. Only 187 of the 989 people aboard the ship survived. So the whole point of that story, the whole point of today's meditation, be aware we are in uncharted waters. We don't really know what's going to happen. Your intuition is a vital force. It's right for you, even if someone you care about and you trust is making a different decision. I think one of the huge wake-up calls for all of us right now, in the pre-COVID world, It was easy to just be part of the collective. But you tell me schools are opening up again. I don't know if I want my kids around 30 other kids and whatever those kids are bringing to that environment. You tell me, come on, let's go back to our favorite restaurant tonight. It's open again. There's 50 or 100 people there, a few of whom might be infected. I don't know. You tell me it's okay to go get a haircut. There's 28 people in the salon. Really? I saw a quote the other day. If I gave you 100 Skittles and told you that 3 of them would kill you, you would avoid all the fucking Skittles. My intuition saying, for me, play it safe. Your intuition might be saying something very different. And economic situations vary greatly. If you have to go back to work, then that's an empowered decision and all the power to you. But you owe it to yourself to get calm and clear. Let your soul and your heart and your gut weigh in on how to navigate life in the days and weeks to come. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. If you can, close your eyes. Einstein said, I sometimes feel that I am right. I do not know that I am. Today, let's focus on a quiet breath that allows you to feel instead of hear. A quiet breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. There's a Zen teaching. When the mind is silent, the whole universe surrenders. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. A quiet breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. A quiet breath. coming back to the moment. We're in the Wild West. So many opinions about what's possible, what's safe, and yet the wrong decision could be very unsafe. As I mentioned in a previous meditation, in the days and weeks to come, you may need to make decisions that you're not going to base on fact. So important to close your eyes. Trust the feeling that's right for you. As Einstein said, I sometimes feel that I am right. I do not know that I am. A quiet breath that allows you to feel instead of hear. A quiet breath. See you tomorrow. Peace.